Yeah. Well, here's my motion, and we'll open the floor to amendments. My motion is the NFC recommends that PNB adopt the following resolution regarding KPFK. One, for the next 6 months, KPFK management shall require approval from either Pacifica CFO or acting executive director prior to making any disbursement greater than $1,000 for other than rent, utilities, payroll, and other regular recurring expenses. Two, the PNB directs the interim executive director to direct management at KPFK to prepare within 30 days a plan for reducing expenses by at least $250,000 per year in order to bring KPFK's operating deficit under control.
No, this is Lydia.
And I just hit send. Go ahead, Lydia.
I would amend that 30 days to 45. So we're not going to have them attending meetings or anything. We're going to strike from the previous motion, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I would just change it to 45 days.
Go ahead, Mike.
I think we've actually already had this motion in a sense, so I don't see any reason to extend the time frame because they were supposed to come up with it really for the January.
I withdraw my 45.
I don't think it's comparable to WBAI either. I mean, the WBAI, we're looking at the station that's basically cut as much as it can cut, and any alternative is a pretty radical reconfiguration of the station.
Yeah.
At KPFK, it's, you know, shrinking to fit its means, but staying KPFK as we know it.
Yeah.
Sorry. Any further
discussion? I don't know if it's an amendment.
Motion?
I'm wondering if you want to say something about getting current on Central Services.
Okay, I've got Michael, I've got Adriana. Anyone else to stack?
Barbara.
I've got Barbara in third. Michael will take your amendment first.
I was wondering if you wanted to add something in there about the station is current on Central Services.
There's a six-month sunset in that.
There's a what? I'm sorry?
There's a six-month sunset in that language.
Okay. All right. Never mind.
Adriana.
Yes. I don't understand something in what we are doing. Why we cannot recommend the same thing for all the stations? For what I heard, no one of the five stations is meeting their whole need. Why we don't do that for every station, for the five stations? I think that is, you know, is the way that should be. I don't know. I will want an amendment saying that the five stations could be exactly in the same situation. Instead of KPFK or WBAI, I think that we, all of us, should be exactly in the same situation. That's it.
Barbara?
Well, my thought is there should be another, maybe, category of expense that can be paid if the station has the funds without this review by the acting ED or the CFO, and that's to pay off premiums. Our whole operation will just stop if we can't pay those bills. So I don't know when you want to put them in the okay to pay list or whatever it is.
Well, you know, you can certainly move language. I mean, I think it's a fair question. Our station, KPFA, pays a $4,000 penalty if it funds its health benefits late. Under those circumstances, it's a good idea to hold the premium purchase and make sure you fund the health care on time. And as a network, we're facing that kind of balancing act with expenses. So what we're asking is someone with a bird's eye view to weigh in before the stations, make big purchases.
Michael, to the second.
Go ahead, Michael.
Yeah, I think the critical thing at KPFK is to reduce the expenses, the budgeted expenses, because the income is not there, and that's the fundamental problem. Income has to be committed to paying off previous debts, and the station management sees the unfulfilled premiums as a debt. So that's part of the problem. They caught up almost, basically just before the August drive, July-August drive, they caught up to the May and got them out. But they're falling behind again because they're paying off other unpaid bills and utility bills and so on. So to me, the main issue is that the station has to redraft a budget that is balanced and stick to it. And then the premiums will get paid for it because we're meeting our other, the living within our means.
Raul, to the stack.
Go ahead, Raul.
I think this approval process is not meant to actually decide what to approve and not to approve. It's just a means of trying to manage our cash and prioritize that. That's one reason. The second reason is actually to detect if there are any unbudgeted, unplanned expense that are being paid out of the station, and that we are able to rectify that situation, not after the fact, but before we commit to it, like at the end of the year when we spent already $200,000 of unbudgeted expenses. I think that once we see one or two items that were not budgeted and something new to us, then it might be too late at the end of the quarter, the end of the year, to rectify the situation when we already incurred a liability of $100,000 that we don't have. So I think that it's just more a preventive measure than a kind of an approval and, of this. I think KPFK needs help in managing the cash. At the same time, we need to ensure that there is an oversight on what are being spent in each station. I think that's for the short time that I was here, what I observed are there's a lot of expenses that are being paid out that were not planned or budgeted, and that has become an issue across the board. And this motion, I think, would kind of address that issue at this point. I think the CFO and ED should have responsibility to make sure that the stations and the group of the stations that we manage are adhering to the budget and to the financial plans that we establish for those units.
Barbara, with a comment.
Go ahead, Barbara.
Well, it seems like we need to recognize the difference between incurring an expense and paying a bill. It's as important, in fact, as Raul was just talking about, it's more important, practically, to have any new expenditures reviewed before they're incurred, rather than waiting to the point where there's a bill to pay and then you either approve or don't. Maybe we need both of these categories under review.
Okay, does anyone wish to propose actual language for an amendment, or should we deal with the motion as it stands?
I would add the language before making any financial commitments or disbursement greater than $1,000.
So you're inserting the language financial commitment.
Yeah, or disbursement.
Adriana?
Go ahead, Adriana.
I want to make an amendment to include all the stations, now KPFK.
Hello. I need to know where Michael wants to plug what?
In the first paragraph, where it says, prior to making any financial commitment or disbursement greater than $1,000. And you should strike one of the fours in that. It says four other than for rent, so one of the fours needs to go out grammatically.
Okay, I'm...
And there are also two ats in the second one.
Okay. All right, so you want... Give me the words you want to insert.
Any financial commitment or disbursement. Disbursement is already there. So between any and disbursement, any financial commitment or...
Okay, and that goes... That goes between what two words?
Between any and disbursement.
Any and disbursement. Between any and disbursement.
And later in the sentence, you used to strike out the word, one of the fours. It says for other than for rent. Take one of them out.
And strike for other than, okay.
No, don't strike the word
for. After $1,000, the first four we get rid of.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, so it would be to insert the words, any financial equipment... Any financial commitment or between any and disbursement and strike.
Yeah, you don't need it. Yeah, any is already there, so just.
Okay. So be to insert financial commitment or between any and disbursement and strike the first four.
Yeah.
Okay, I got that.
Okay, is there any objection to adding the language financial commitment or? Hearing no objection, that's now incorporated into the motion.
Adriana had another amendment.
Right, Adriana wanted to apply this to all stations. The topic we're under, though, is KPFK.
Yes, but I believe that we can recommend the same for all the stations, and then we will do it today. I mean, we are a network. We are a foundation. We are in such a situation that we cannot wait because we don't have time to do it for other stations to be with the same problems with the other stations. The only option that we have is right now, today, we can do it. And I think that is totally understandable, and I think that all of us agree that we have to do this.
Are you referring to just the item controlling disbursements, or are you also referring to the item controlling cuts?
Absolutely. The same motion that we are passing for, that we just talked about KPFK,
I mean, the language, if you did $250,000 in expense cuts at KPFT, that would practically amount to taking it off the air. It's a much smaller station, so that's a much bigger cut. I don't know how much we can cookie cutter this language.
I'm not talking about exactly what we cut, but I'm talking about the limit in the expenses and the commitment to expenses. That's what I'm talking about. Not exactly. Obviously, the cap is specifically for that station. But we know that nobody else meets their goals, and everybody will be in the same situation. What I'm trying to say is not exactly the amount that we are talking for KPFK. I'm talking about what we should do in the future with all the stations. Today, we need to pass that today. And it's a more general language, right?
Lydia, you wanted to jump in?
Yeah, again, I think just like we had to pass a slightly different motion, well, a significantly different motion for KPFK than we did for BAI, I think what we need to do, I mean, as I mentioned, for I still think all of the stations need to have contingency plans, but the PNB can discuss that. And I think, for example, for KPFT, which its deficit is in having dropped from 10,000 listeners to 6. And so you can maintain an all-volunteer station, basically, and you can also have less listeners and whatever. So I think every station is different. On the other hand, KPFT hasn't raised the money for a transmitter yet, and that is clearly affecting the ability to reach more listeners and the quality of the transmission. So that's a different situation. I think when we get to KPFT, I'm not saying we shouldn't include the same language, but we have to deal with additional issues and separate issues we are with these two stations. But I do think that something has to be done for each station because we are, as a network, anemic right now.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Adriana, if you want to send out specific language that would apply to all stations, I'll make sure we get it to a vote. I don't think we can do it as an amendment to this motion, which is about KPFK. Any further discussion on the motion about KPFK that's in front of us? Is there any objection to this motion as amended? Okay, we have another unanimous motion. We are now on to KPFA. And I sent out by email what I knew about the situation at KPFA. We fell behind on central services in November, December, and started carrying a significant number of unpaid bills during the beginning of our December fund drive. That fund drive finished about $25,000 short when the phone room closed. In the 12 days between then and the end of the fiscal year, we raised another $93,000 through KPFA's website, which is considerably more than in the past. So it more than made up for the shortfall in the fund drive. We had a strong fundraising event. Our annual craft fair had good weather, so it did $35,000 at the door, which is somewhat more than budget. And we also received $42,000 in major donor money that I believe was just deposited. And our business manager just drafted a cash flow statement that she showed me that shows a current bank balance of $250,000 at KPFA, $128,000 in outstanding checks, an expected $100,000 more in deposits through January 20th. So basically, that's money that will be available before we have to fund our final payroll of the month. And then she's making some corrections to her accounting of what's past due. But basically, it looks like KPFA will be able to fund payroll and benefits and will be holding some amount of bills that are a little past 30 days, and probably including some amount of central services. And what she and KPFA's managers told me is that they have already given notice of to our KPFA's union and are hammering out the details of a $250,000 package of cuts to try to make sure that we don't wind up in this hole again next time we're at a low point in cash flow. So that's what I know. Barbara Wells.
I don't have any additional information.
Please follow.
ahead.
I think, just to clarify, the KPFA had paid half of December and half of November, and that's about $34,000. And we are, you know, like I said, we're relying heavily, the national office are relying heavily on that. And as we prepare to complete the 2013 audit, there will be some major payments needed before an audit report is issued. So we're planning for that, and I think that, those amounts between the KPFA and KPFK are, badly needed to satisfy that, cash requirement.
If I'm in...
Go ahead, Barbara.
From the statement that Maria's just distributed, it appears that all of January Central Services is in the figure she's got here, and the past, the 190,000 that's...
Yes, that includes January Central Services.
And the past due is half of November and half of December.
Correct.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to start copying and pasting and tweaking the language that we've used for other stations. Does anyone else have anything, any other questions regarding KPFA?
Yeah, question. You said, in the 12 days before the end of the year, you picked up how much on the website? Was it 100K?
93K,
okay.
And that was, I guess, with what other people are calling a silent drive, announcements during programs and carts between programs.
Brian, I have a report here from Chris Stelic, MEMSIS, the total picture for the fund drive, and he has the main figure of what we've received of 388,000, whereas the goal had been 360.
Pledges.
These are pledges, yes.
And do you know what day he stopped counting web pledges towards the fund drive? Does the report say what date it's through, what date range it is?
Today. Well, this report was today. I think that's when he stopped counting the pledges for the fund drive.
If that's true, then we're in trouble. No, he normally, for a fixed period of time after the phone room closes, he counts web pledges that come in towards that fund drive's total.
Well, I have...
So
in
I counted 93,000 from when the phone room closed. I don't know how much of that 93 is making its way into the tally he's giving you.
Well, this report has website at 105 439 pledged, and 84, almost 600 received. It has the highest fulfillment rate of all the different categories.
But that doesn't tell me what date he stopped counting web pledges towards the fund drive.
Well, Maria thinks it was today, but I don't know.
It's impossible. I mean, there's 93,000 in web pledges since the fund drive ended, but on the last day of fund drive, there were $20,000 in web pledges alone.
Mm-hmm.
So, he decided to break it somewhere. We just don't know where.
Okay, well, I didn't have a chance to discuss this report with him, but...
Adriana?
Go ahead, Adriana.
Yes, we are talking about pledges or fulfillment.
That report shows both.
Sorry?
That report, the report that Barbara's referencing shows both, but I think the figures she's been using are pledges.
Yes, because it isn't long enough past for the fulfillment rate to be up very much.
Aren't most of the web donations by credit card?
Yeah,
yes,
that's why
they have the highest fulfillment rate right now.
Right.
I'm sorry, can you repeat the percentage of the fulfillment?
Well, on this report, it says the website fulfillment is 80% now. But if the website receives pledges or even donations with credit cards, they still have to be uploaded or downloaded or whatever it's called by our staff. So there still could be more. I don't know. But this is what has been put in our system so far.
Okay. I've sent out very slightly modified language for KPFA. It can be a starting point for our motion. Here, the National Finance Committee recommends the PNB adopt the following resolution regarding KPFA. For the next 6 months, KPFA management shall require approval from either Pacifica CFO or acting executive director prior to making any disbursement or incurring any expense greater than $1,000. Other than for rent, utilities, payroll, and other regular recurring expenses. The PNB directs the interim executive director to direct management of KPFA to prepare within 30 days a plan for reducing expenses by at least $250,000 per year in order to bring KPFA's operating deficit under control.
It's Barbara with a question.
Yep.
You've used 30 days here. Is it the other motions that were drawn up using 45?
45 in New York, 30 in LA.
I see. Okay.
Anyone else on this?
This is Lydia. Sorry, I had to change phones. So on the KPFA motion, I didn't hear the first part. Does it include any kind of checks for expenditures?
Yeah.
It's the same exact language as KPFK.
Okay, great. Thanks.
Actually, both paragraphs are. The sole difference being the last letter of the station's
Sure.
Name.
Thank you. Good. Thanks.
All right, any objection to this motion?
It's only a question. I took it to you that you were saying that KPFA already has such a plan in place or is negotiating it with the union?
Our union contract requires 30 days notice of that layoffs are coming, which management has given, and then 15 days notice or pay in lieu of notice to the people being laid off if there are layoffs. I don't think that applies to our reductions.
Okay.
So they have given the 30-day notice. I don't think they've delivered a package of cuts to the union yet. But they have told me that they've completed a preliminary, you know, position by position plan for cutting
$250,000. Okay, thank you.
So, any objection to the KPFA motion? Okay, hearing none, we're now on to the national office. Raul, what do we know?
Well, again, the national office is kind of successful in cutting the cost already to with respect to our budget, where we have avoided the discretionary amounts included in the budget. We are just paying the recurring recurring payments, and our payroll are less than what we budgeted, our actual payroll, since we are not currently paying an executive director and two accounting and finance staff and one admin staff. So that kind of helps out in our maintaining our operations. The difficulty is the reliance on the central services of the stations at this point from the stations. As we have discussed already, KPFA owes 2.5 months of central services worth $34,000. KPFK owes about 2.5 months of central services, and WBAI owes 4 months of central services, and
BAI owes about $4 million worth of central services.
Yes. So, anyway, that is, I'm just demonstrating the fact that we are about $200,000 behind on our funds because of central services and the healthcare buildbacks. Having said that, I think that we are also paying a lot of bills from prior years, and that we have some payoffs of some of those past due bills, installments, and we're doing that on a month-to-month basis, and we're still meeting that obligation. And again, we have enough every day we're tracking the progress of our cash. We are saving a little bit here and there so that we could accumulate some funds to pay off the coming payment to our auditors and tax preparers. So we definitely are doing whatever we can at the national office. We also are trying to find ways to augment our income by having a direct mailing campaign recently in December that we sent out in December. On December 23rd, we sent out a mailer, and by December 24th and the 26th, we spent about $8,000 of costs to send out those letters. And by December 26th, we have recuperated that $8,000 by the amount of donation that was sent to the national office from that campaign. And as of today, we receive an additional $14,000 of donation from that mailer. So I think there will be more donation coming through. We at the rate of the year going, because we already sent this out on the 23rd, and there's quite a number of holidays. We are trying to accumulate that and see if we could be able to pay that. We just pay the Armenino. We just made an installment of $10,000 to Armenino so that we could restart the audit today. And we are planning to send another $10,000 to $15,000 this week. And then by the time we finish and complete the audit, we will be ready with another $40,000 of cost that probably would allow Armenino to issue the audit report. And that's where we are right now. And again, we're managing the cash that we get from affiliates. The affiliate division is doing a great job in tracking the receivables from affiliates. Our national office are doing a great job in accelerating the payments and tracking the collections and receivables from our sub-carrier clients. And we've been getting a little bit of donation from our website as well. So that's how we're managing cash at this point. And we are current with our healthcare bills that we advance at the beginning of the month. So we pay the insurance companies, the healthcare insurance companies, at the beginning of the month and bill that. So we're kind of advancing it for the stations. And, you know, most stations are paying their share by the 15th of each month. So it's just a matter of the timing. But I think everybody is pretty much I forgot to mention that WPFW is current with both their central services are paid in full as through December, and as well as their health care. They owe 1 month from the prior year of health care that they're making payments, a little bit of payments, $2,000 here and there. But I think they're in a position to make their expenditures, the basic expenditures, and a little bit more. So national office is basically still relying. It's very tight. We really need that. That past due bills that we are trying to allocate to pay the big audit bill that's coming before the end of this month. So we're going to be working with the stations to fulfill that.
I'll take a stack on questions for Raul about national office finances. And I guess my question is, Raul, WBAI, we don't know when it's going to be able to start paying central services. KPFK, even if they start a round of cuts very soon, they have large severance payments required by their union contract, so that doesn't add up to savings right away. What happens to the national office if it doesn't get, if it's impossible to get timely central service payments from several of the big stations?
Well, that would mean that we are, our ability to pay the past due bills will be jeopardized. Our current expenses for the current year are basically funded by the affiliates and the subcarrier income. The rest, the central services, are funding the past due bills. So that would be the situation. And I think that if we get between, 75% of what is owed on central services with the amount of savings that we get, or the cut costs, then we'll probably be able to sustain the operations and meet the financial obligation.
But it's not 75%? Like, I'm trying to, like, is there a realistic possibility that you won't have enough money to pay to complete the audit?
Well, no. I think if KPFA and KPFK pays their half in January, that's about $35,000. And we probably and get PFW 15. That's $50,000, and another $11,000, $12,000 from KPFT. That's $60,000, and we have about we paid about $25,000. So I think we're going to be in the neighborhood of $90,000 that's being allocated to the audit and pay for our payroll through the end of this month.
Okay, questions on National Office Finances?
Very fast on this last part here.
Paul?
Yeah, okay, so you say you'll have... what's that? 50 you have, you'll have paid with what you've already given and what you're getting. You'll have about $90,000 for the audit. Does that cover the whole audit, or does the audit cost altogether more than $90K?
Well, right now it's at $90K. I have requested a review of what was billed to us. So we're going to have a meeting tomorrow with the auditors and see how we got $90,000. And that's what we're working with at this point. I thought that the audit, what was originally forecasted for $50,000, is now about $90,000. So I'm just... trying to get confirmation on how much cost would the total cost be by the time we finish this audit. So I'm meeting with them tomorrow. But right now we're shooting to raise money for about $90,000. That's another $65,000 between now and end of this month to set aside for audit.
Anyone else? Well, do you think we need to recommend any action regarding cash flow management at the National Office?
Well, I think that's what we're doing between Margie and myself. We're very, very strict with our finances at the National Office. We, like I said, we only pay the basic utilities, supplies, and unlike the actual operations where they have big transmitter rent, transmitter utilities, ours is pretty much, you know, stable with, you know, we do not pay rent, we do not pay much utilities between the utilities, between the telephone, light and power. We only pay almost like $2,000. And the payroll is down about $20,000 to $25,000 a month, and another $3,000 in benefits that we are not spending. So that's what we're getting the money from to pay the bills. And our affiliates projection is on target. Our subcare income is on target. Like I said, the only shortfall is the central services, and the central services, if we make 75%, if the station can fund 75% of that, then I think we'll be in good shape.
Okay. Anyone else in the national office before we move on? Okay. Run to the Pacifica Radio Archive. I put it on the list because we've gotten oral reports that their fall fund drive was severely, severely short of goal. What can you tell us, Raul?
Yes, I had a meeting. I'm actually here in Los Angeles today, so I had a chance to meet with the archives director, with Margie on the phone. And we like what we did with KPFA and KPFK. We kind of faced the reality that that the stations are not able to make central services for PRA as well, except for a couple of stations are paying them. But between the big stations, KPFA, KPFK, and WBAI, who had some past due with the archives division, the central services is the PRA is heavily reliant on those central services, and and they're very sensitive to the non-payment, and once they don't come in, they go payday by payday in terms of raising money to pay for their payroll. Like I said, we're facing the reality, and we have communicated that to the director, and the director, we have started the ball rolling on notifying our employees of the difficulty of raising funds, and that we will seek alternative economic alternatives as well at the PRA division, and that and the expenses other than payroll are very minimal with PRA. I think their biggest concern is actually the payroll, the biggest expense. And so meeting those like the January 15th payroll is questionable at this point, unless we collect from KPFK and KPFA part of their central services. Their payroll is about $15,000 each time, and about $5,000 in health care per month. So it's like a $30,000 a month plus $5,000 in health care, $35,000 that they have that they need to pay payroll, just the basic expenses. And so, and they're absent the fundraising abilities of PRA, like the other station, that put them in a very tight situation. So, and again, we're seeking alternatives, just like what we have proposed or have talked about at KPFA and KPFK. And that's where we are.
This is Lydia.
Go ahead, Lydia.
How much is due archives from the other stations? Is
okay.
Everybody current? I mean, I know BAI, it wouldn't be, but how about the other stations? K was behind at one point and so forth.
Yeah, I think we have a figure from KPFA. KPFK owes about $8,000.
Mm-hmm.
That's to December, between the central services and the premiums sold. And KPFA, I believe, owes about $14,000. Central services, and I think there's very little, about a couple thousand dollars in premiums. So I would say about $15,000 from KPFA and about $8,000 from KPFK. And then I think both KPFK NXT and WPFW are current with theirs.
And BAI is how far behind?
BAI, they're behind about 4 months as well.
Which would be approximately?
Which would be about $20,000.
Okay. So, just in closing, I want to say, this is a pitch for PRA. For the holidays, that's what I gave as gifts, was I went to archives. And because of Cuba, I ended up getting, like, in two batches, like 16 or 20 interviews by the Pacifica journalist of Che Guevara back in 1964. Anyway, I ordered, like, my last batch that I ordered from PRA on the afternoon of the 30th, and by the 2nd, so, like, 2 days later, I had them in the mail. It was, like, amazing. Both times I ordered, and I thought, wow, if we could be that current with all of our, you know, premiums, it would be amazing. And I don't know if it's because they have duplicating equipment that the stations don't have, or if there is something more network-wide that we can do to get, you know, these things out. But I was so impressed. That's why I said, you know, I put in a
separate... Or because they know your name, Rivia.
Pardon?
Or because they know your name.
Well, it was on the website. I mean, I would doubt that. I was still shocked that they were probably working on New Year's Eve getting this stuff out. But anyway, there you go. That's it. And I suppose, again, another pitch, if we could help them catch up with their... Central Services, which I guess the overall motions that we've made might lend itself to that as well. Thank you.
Michael, is it a sec?
Go ahead, Michael.
Yeah, I was wondering in terms of nonprofit status, is anything preventing, you know, trying to increase the sales from the PRA of their archival material, but just, what we were just talking about. I'm wondering if there's some way to get see if some of the affiliates would carry like a PSA or something for the archives, you know, sort of offering their material for, you know, by direct mail like that as an income stream.
Do we report our archive sales unrelated business income, Ralph?
Yes, that's related, because we've gone through that last year when inquiry from the IRS asked about that particular item, what those tapes and tape sales, and they found it to be related income.
Good to know.
So maybe they have not published that. Yeah, they could.
Sorry, go ahead.
But I was saying maybe the PRA could, you know, craft some kind of you know, public service announcement that directs people to their website. And,
yeah.
You know, we could see if the, you know, Ursula and the affiliates, you know, task force could arrange to get, you know, more of the affiliates around the country to carry that announcement and try to encourage, you know.
Michael, this role, that is exactly what we talked about earlier as part of some economic alternatives or strategic plan. We suggested that we accelerate our promotion on the air, which we will discuss with the GMs. We haven't discussed. This just came up earlier today. We have a management meeting with the GMs this Thursday. And one of the things that we came up with is to kind of increase the promotions. Let's say we have the Black History Month in February and Martin Luther King in a couple of weeks. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, every time we have a holiday like that, that's kind of, and we have that, you know, inventory of all these clips that we could probably promote during these events. And then there's a Cesar Chavez in April, so we could offer that across the board, across the U.S. on all our stations, mm-hmm. and even and say that this is available. You know, in commemoration of Black History Month, we have Martin Luther, Dr. Martin Luther King. You know, audio clips available. Please visit pacifica.org or pra.org. Or call us at 1-800. They have an 800 number, and that's what we're going to discuss with the GMs, and hopefully they will support that as you know as a promotional for Pacifica. And make
I'm suggesting you know going out beyond just the five stations to you know the affiliates that carry you know some Pacifica content and see if they would also.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's exactly we talked about this afternoon.
Okay.
Thank you.
Raul, what about the fund drive shortfall for the archive? How big was it?
They have projected about $140,000. They made $75,000 in pledges, and everything but $150 were collected. But again, they're looking at about 60%, 55% of that fund drive. So it really a disappointing result for everybody. And that's, you know, where we are.
So that's, even if we miraculously get every station cut up, caught up on their payments to the archive, that's still a structural shortfall mm-hmm. for their budget.
Yeah.
Right. Because the total amount that the five stations will contribute if they pay that 100% was $17,000 a month. And their payroll is about $30,000. So they have very minimal sales, if you count them, the sales between the stations and the outside sales, the sales from our own station ordering premiums.
Michael?
Yeah, you know, I was in the phone room at KPFK because we took the calls for them for the 2-day drive, and they felt that it was, it was extremely slow, you know, taking the calls. And I was talking to one of the people from the PRA who felt like it came too close on the heels of something else they had done not that long before. So, you know, I think that, and also in terms of the rest of the fund drive, station fund drives. So, I do think that trying to figure out ways to monetize their content is going to be the way to deal with it as opposed to additional on-air fund drive days for the archives on top of the rest of the fund drives that are going on.
Raul, do you have any spending concerns at the archives?
No, I think they have very minimal expense. I think their biggest and almost their only expense is payroll and healthcare. The other expenses,
yeah, the rent. They don't pay rent to KPFK.
Right. The other expenses are premiums that are funded, obviously, by and should be funded by. By their fund drive.
Right. So it seems to me their budget was 2 days of fundraising in the fall and 1 day in the spring at a total of $70,000 per day.
Right.
So if we carry forward the same ratio from the fall, that's a roughly $100,000 shortfall, assuming that miraculously every station gets paid up.
Correct. And that's, again, that $100,000, that's about $9,000 short every month.
Okay.